how long have you been in jail for shooting an Indian? I'm going to kill that man.
Kimberly Wilbanks, WILBANKS 10363. Chief complaint, cough. Number one, congestion. Number two, leg pain. Number three, arm pain. Next number, status post-fall. Next number, bruising left leg. She's concerned about a blood clot. Next number, she's also concerned about a hematoma in face of Coumadin therapy. She's had, next number, she's had INRs as high as 3.8. It's time to recheck. Next number is feels swollen in her leg. Next number feels swollen in her neck. Next number is feels swollen in her abdomen. Next number is concerned about ascites. Next number is concerned about her pancreas. Next number, it's time to recheck her INR. Next number, she's feeling anxious and tired. She's on Celexa at this time, which is working. Next number, she has primary biliary cirrhosis, and she's on a transplant list. Next number is given above mentioned symptoms. She shows no evidence of no evidence or sign of self harm or suicidal ideation. Sir, immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, Blue's mom died of primary biliary cirrhosis. She was just never diagnosed. She had heart failure. Dad had coronary artery disease and prostate cancer. Social, she's married. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's gained about 6 pounds. She's concerned about that. She's not working. She used to work at the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, here in Cleveland, but now she stays at home, takes care of her animals. She gave up her horse. They bought a boat. She tries to be active, but she's concerned about her increased weight. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. Surgery, hysterectomy, breast augmentation, medical problems, primary biliary cirrhosis, anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux, liver failure, transplant list, history of blood clot, history of herniated disc, history of TMJ problem, history of portal vein thrombosis, hence the reason on Coumadin. Patient states that the nurse wanted to take her off the Coumadin without talking to her doctor. Her doctor had a conniption fit. Next number has felt some palpitations and is concerned about fluid around her heart today as well. Review of system as above. Also review of system, put down status post fall. She has a bruise in the left leg. She's concerned about that. Also concerned about fullness of her abdomen. And after discussion with the patient, I'm concerned about retroperitoneal hematoma or other concerns regarding the fact that she's on Coumadin. Also above mentioned symptoms and review of system still up to date. Allergy, levoquin, morphine, codeine, what does this say? I'm sorry. Codeine, morphine, levoquin. Band-aids. Band-aids? Okay. On exam, she weighs 158 pounds, up 6 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 16, 72, 115 over 52. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, with ectopics. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, positive ascites, neurological non-focal, skin shows ecchymosis, left leg, left lower extremity with slight hematoma, pretibial area, good pulses, skin shows no rash except for the ecchymosis. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment number one, COVID-19 is negative, number two, URI, number three, the Medrol dose pack, number four, check INR, number five, Decadron 8 milligram or 10 milligram now, number six, history of primary biliary cirrhosis with ascites. Next number, no significant change in ascites noted at this time. Next number, patient is both on aldactone and Lasix. We'll discuss this with her hepatologist. Patient will discuss this with hepatologist regarding increasing / changing medication. Next number, there's no sign of DVT in the lower extremity, which was checked before because of the bruising that's noted in the pretibial area. Next number is her arm pain. Again, shows no evidence of DVT. She had a thrombophlebitis right forearm previously, which was thought to be superficial. Next number, next number is esophageal varices. Next number is liver failure. Next number is on transplant list. Next number, sclerosing, liver appears sclerotic on the ultrasound, which with no significant change. Next number, echocardiogram shows no significant change from previously because of palpitation. Next number, she does have carotid stenosis, which hasn't changed much from last visit, last evaluation a year ago. Next one is hypertension, controlled. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux, stable. Next one is status post gallbladder removal. Also put that under her surgical history, status post cholecystectomy, by the way. Next number, patient is Surfaxin, XARFAXIME. This is to reduce her... reducer incidence of spontaneous bacterial peritonitis in face of ascites. Next one is continue with vitamin therapy. Next one is we'll call a patient with INR and call the liver specialist with the results as well. Next number, we'll keep an eye on the bruising of the left leg with no evidence of DVT at this time. Next number, maintenance exam, put that on top. Colonoscopy 5 years ago, it's not due for another four and a half years. And also put mammograms up to date last year. Okay, that's on Ms. Kimberly Wilbanks, W-I-L-B-A-N-K-S. Thank you.